Recent years have seen a marked decline in the coverage of religion in this country, with newspapers and television networks cutting religion journalism jobs and stories just as growing diversity of beliefs cries out for more coverage and understanding. And while today's social media landscape may make it seem like conversations about faith and beliefs are everywhere, it's just as likely that many of those voices only add to the confusion, not reduce it. That's why a curated platform for topics of faith is such a welcome addition to the media landscape, and why I'm excited to be joined now by Good Faith Media CEO Mitch Randall. Mitch, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Well, it's great to be with you today.
Let's start, if you would, by just you giving us a brief history of how Good Faith Media came to be.
You bet. Well, just to begin with, the first thing that you want to do during a pandemic, Welton, is start a brand new company, which we did in July of 2020. But the reality is, we launched a new company that was actually a merger between two historic organizations. I was the executive director for the Baptist Center for Ethics that was doing business as ethicsdaily.com. We have a 30-year history of dealing with ethical issues and social justice issues. My predecessor, Dr. Robert Parham, was the founder. Dr. Parham unfortunately passed away several years ago of cancer, and the board enlisted me to take his spot. And so we have been working on these issues for over 30 years. And then the other organization that came into this merger was Baptist Today, also doing business as Nurturing Faith. And Johnny Pierce and his team over at Nurturing Faith were really great to work with. And again, they've got over three decades of experience as well. So we decided, we looked at the landscape and we looked at, we weren't duplicating a lot of offerings, but there was some overlap. And we said, you know, you're doing some great things over at Nurturing Faith. And Nurturing Faith looked at us and said, you know, Ethics Daily is doing some great things. What if we were to combine our efforts and resources to create a bigger splash in the marketplace, to provide a progressive voice in the matters of faith and culture and politics, and give people a megaphone to talk about these things that would be an alternative voice that just drowns out communications by fundamentalists and conservatives across the country.
You know, as you talk about that history, you're talking about good friends of mine that I miss greatly, but I'm so grateful for what they have done, because a lot of us sat around tables for a long time hoping that we would one day be able to do what you are now being able to do, and that's great.
Yeah, we're really excited about the future. You know, I can remember, you know, participating and then eventually having the honor to lead Baptist Center for Ethics and looking across the Baptist landscape after the takeover of the Southern Baptist Convention, and those of us who were kicked out or left freely of the Southern Baptist Convention, there was this time period where we were trying to figure out what was going to be next for all of our organizations. And so we began to develop all of these really iconic organizations that were communicating important issues, or communicating on important issues. And as the time began to progress, we began to realize, you know what, we can consolidate this effort to create a larger organization that can reach a greater audience. And so Good Faith Media is exactly what a lot of our predecessors had dreamed of. And thanks to some really good friends of ours from the Ball Foundation, Babs, who we lost recently, and then her daughters, Jackie and Julie, who run the Ball Foundation now, had the foresight to see this as something good and feasible. And we're excited to be here.
Should be. Good. Mitch, what would you say the overarching mission statement would sound like?
Our mission statement at Good Faith Media is we provide reflection and resources at the intersection of faith and culture through an inclusive Christian lens. And to dissect that a little bit, one of the things that we recognize is that we're not a traditional news organization. We don't do investigative reporting per se, but we're trying to develop a framework on how to interpret some of the larger issues that society and the church is dealing with. Because what we hear constantly at Good Faith Media is that, okay, all of these things are happening in the world, and we've got great news organizations that are covering them, providing factual information. But when it comes to thinking about these things theologically, how do we develop a framework to address these? How do we need to think about that? And so we are trying to provide an alternative voice from the more conservative voices that are on the airways and on digital media, to give a more progressive understanding of how to look at these issues through an inclusive Christian lens. We're unashamedly Christian. Many of us come from a Baptist tradition, but we are trying to be more ecumenical in our work, as well as interfaith. We've got a lot of great interfaith partners that we're working with as well.
There are various divisions to the enterprise. I wish you'd just introduce the different ways people can engage with Good Faith Media online, in print, in person.
Yeah, and this was the beautiful thing about bringing these two historic organizations together to create Good Faith Media. We've got four divisions, and our first offering is our digital news and opinion at goodfaithmedia.org. Each and every day, we publish 3 to 4 new columns per day from columnists around the world. Now, that is paid staff as well as volunteer staff, addressing the most critical issues that people of faith are trying to grapple with. And you can sign up for a daily email blast that goes out every morning, or you can visit our site at goodfaithmedia.org. But Zach Dawes, our managing editor, does a great job editing those, picking pieces, and running series at goodfaithmedia.org. The second division is our media division that we produce short feature documentaries in the last couple of years. Now, this last year during the pandemic, we were stuck at home and couldn't get on the road to do much filming. But previously, we have released some short documentaries, one on a mom here in Oklahoma City, a mom in Chaussee. I was fortunate enough to travel with him to Beirut to tell his life story, and it is a remarkable story. And we did that in a short form documentary. We've also talked about women in ministry and highlighted several women pastors across the country. But since the pandemic and we launched Good Faith Media, we've pivoted into podcast. And so we've been producing a lot of podcasts through our media division. We've got Good Faith Weekly, Good Faith Reads, Good Faith Stories. We've been working with outside organizations such as Lot Carey to produce Thriving and Striving in Ministry. We've just released 2 brand new ones, one with Reverend Starlet Thomas called The Raceless Gospel, and then another one with 3 wonderful therapists, one from Texas, New York, another from New York City, and another from Vancouver, British Columbia, called Discovering Wholeness, giving resources to people who have suffered from spiritual trauma. And it's our newest one. We're really excited about that. And then our third division is our publishing division. If that wasn't enough, on the digital side of things, we're in print media as well. We print a bi-monthly journal that goes out 6 times a year called Nurturing Faith. Again, it's got wonderful interviews and articles, as well as a curriculum that is produced by one of the great scholars in Baptist life, Tony Cartledge, out of Campbell Divinity School, writes a curriculum for us that churches use on a weekly basis that follows the lectionary. And then in addition to the journal, we also have books. We have printed and released over 100 volumes under the Nurturing Faith imprint. And they are nonfiction, fiction, and they run the gamut of topics that we address. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth, and this one's a little different, Welton, because it really goes against what we've been talking about, and that is our experiences. We take groups of people to Yellowstone National Park, to Glacier National Park, to Yosemite, and we ask them to disengage from media and to disengage from the busyness of life, because we understand that media can sometimes feel very unrelational and very cold and static. And what changes, or what we're trying to change about media, is that it is personal, to get to know people, to sit down on a trail in Yellowstone and look at a beautiful landscape, or watching incredible animals across the valley, and to just talk to one another and to relate to one another, because we feel like media is best when relationships are strong. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're trying to do with our experiences.
You know, I'll be honest, after so many months of isolation and separation, it's the experience offerings that seem most timely as well as unique. If you would, talk about where the idea came from, what's currently planned, and what is interesting enough to you that you want to grow it even better as part of Good Faith Media?
Yeah, the experiences are just fascinating to me. And it came from the genesis of the idea came from my colleague at Good Faith Media, Johnny Pierce, who was the editor for Baptist Today and Nurturing Faith for decades, and has come on to be our executive editor for both of those divisions here at Good Faith Media, as well as Dr. Bruce Gourley. Dr. Gourley is an award-winning historian and author, and just happens to live in one of those beautiful places in the world, Bozeman, Montana. Yeah. And so he and Johnny Pierce got together and started talking about, you know, when we talk about faith and when we talk about these critical issues that many of us are facing, sometimes it can become overwhelming. And in media especially, there's a lot of noise. And we understand Good Faith Media, we contribute to that noise sometimes. And sometimes the best way to really analyze some of these issues and to grow our faith is to disengage from that noise. And so Johnny and Bruce came up with this idea to develop these experiences in some of the greatest national parks across our country. And so this summer, starting in August, we have experiences to Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. If you'd like to sign up for that today, you can go to goodfaithmedia.org and sign up. We also have another one for Glacier National Park in northern Montana that will be going out in August and September. One of those is actually sold out, but there's another one that is available to people. And then also what we're doing is we're taking these experiences and we're fine-tuning them a bit. And one example of that is we've got an experience set for May of 2022 to Hawaii. And we're going to be joining astronomer and author Paul Wallace as he and Dr. Gourley take a group out to Hawaii to do some not only stargazing, but to talk about the importance of environmental justice and how we as humans are part of this ecosystem and our responsibility as caretakers for God's environment. And so those type of experience, I think, are going to begin to increase. We've got a partnership now with Reverend Starlet Thomas. We're talking with her about maybe creating an experience that sweeps across the South and the civil rights movement, and talking about the civil rights movement, but going to these important locations and museums to frame this conversation for us. And then if anybody's interested in going to Israel with me, we've got a trip scheduled for May 26th through June 5th, 2022. Dr. Tony Cartledge, who I just mentioned a moment ago, leads a group over there each and every year. And I'm looking forward to it because he is just a wealth of knowledge, and sitting there in Israel and hearing from one of the world's great scholars is really exciting to me.
You know, I have to say how pleased I am at the way this has emerged, because there is a denominational component among the beginning of this, mm-hmm. and yet you have broadened that in a beautiful way, and it is a place where all people can feel at home and learn and share. What are some of the biggest challenges that you face in trying to do this kind of work in today's polarized cultural environment?
Well, I think your last statement hit the issue for us right on the head, and that is polarization. Attempting to provide safe space for people to not only think outside the box, but to engage in productive and civil conversation. Much of what we hear in the media today is simply noise that we mentioned a moment ago. And if we are to ever have a chance, if we're ever to form this more perfect union as a country, as our founders hoped for, and a more perfect church, let me add to that, then we need to find space where we can be honest and open with one another and engage in productive conversations. And that means people from the right, people from the left, have a place that they can come and talk about these issues. Now, there are going to be people on the fringes of both of those movements that will try to take over that conversation. And I'm going to be very frank with you, Wilton. I'm not interested in talking to folks like that because it's just noise.
Yeah.
But for those who are genuinely trying to further and grow their faith, as well as create or develop a theological framework to address some of these critical issues, such as racial justice, police reform, the inclusion of LGBTQ folks into society and the church, income equality. What does the Bible have to say about that? What does faith have to say about that? This is an important space for us to capture, and I think Good Faith Media has an opportunity to do that.
Tell our listeners, if you would, how they can know more about Good Faith Media. How can they benefit from the content that you're putting out, and how can they support it?
Yes. First of all, go to goodfaithmedia.org, sign up for our newsletter. We've got a daily blast that goes out each morning and then a weekly end of the week email that goes out. And so sign up for those newsletters that come out. Subscribe to the journal that is published every other month. That's a great resource for anybody, as well as the curriculum that is inside the journal. And then just give us a call. We would love to come visit you, your congregation, your community. I'm right there with you, Wilton. I have been locked inside this room in Norman, Oklahoma for over a year now. I've got both vaccinations thanks to my native tribe here in Oklahoma. The Muscogee Creek tribe did a wonderful job rolling out vaccinations. So I'm fully vaccinated. I've got my passport. I'm ready to get on a plane and go see some folks. So I'd love to come see some of your listeners and talk about these important issues and what we're doing at Good Faith Media.
Mitch Randall is the tireless CEO of Good Faith Media, where the slogan is, "There's more to tell." The enterprise provides reflection and resources at the intersection of faith and culture through an inclusive Christian's lens at www.goodfaithmedia.org. Mitch, thank you for coming to State of Belief Radio and not only talking with us, but knowing that we're with you, and any way in which we can support that, we want to do it.
Wilton, thank you so much. It's been an honor to be with you, and we've got a lot of respect for State of Belief and all the work that you've done through your career.
Well,
so it's just an honor to be with you. Thank you.